This is the Epic New Podcast, Two Idiots and a List, where you're going to get two idiots and a list. And now, coming to you live from Circle Avenue Studios, your hosts, Nick Fasolo and Kirik McMillan.
Hey everyone, Nick and Kirik here. We're coming at you with a scheduled change, but wanted to talk about a few other things first. Want to give a couple of shout-outs here to some folks who've helped us out in our little project. Thank you to Late Night Bullfight for letting us use their song Superhuman for our intro and outro music. We appreciate that. Also want to thank our good friend Butts. Yes, that's his name, Butts, like Cher. Butts is our announcer. He gives you the intro to the two idiots speaking.
Deep pipes. Radio voice.
I believe he actually threw his hat in the ring for the Wrigley Field announcer job at one point in time.
Oh, you've been amazing for that.
Right? So, hey, we've also been getting some pretty cool data here from our service provider on the pod. We've been heard on 5 out of 7 continents, 30 different countries. Some of the more unique ones are Russia, Iran, Macedonia, Israel, Malaysia.
I think we added Argentina just last week.
We're in 38 states, which seems like a pretty good percentage for a couple of idiots.
For two idiots to be heard in 38 states, I would say that that's a lot. It's more than enough.
One might argue too many.
Yeah.
We've got just under 2,000 listens on 11 episodes. For an average of about 175 listens per episode. So some of you may be listening to us twice. I don't know why that would be, but God bless you. Nick, you got any stats on our rankings?
Yeah, before we get to the schedule change here, I think that we should take a look at where. So I've been keeping compiling a best band in the world list. Yeah, I'm in seventh grade. So when we do our rankings at the end of each episode, I put those into a little Excel sheet and shit like that. And so right now we have 11 bands. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 11 bands. Yeah. Do you want to go top to bottom, number 1 to number 11? Do you want to do, I think it's best, you know, you let me know. How do you want it, Kirik? Because I don't think you even know.
Let's bring it from the ground up.
From the bottom up? Okay.
Yeah.
So who would you think is at the bottom of that list?
I'm going to put Phil Collins at the bottom.
Okay. He's near the bottom. He dwells in the basement. But in the bottom is Journey.
Journey.
Yeah.
Now, Journey was our most popular episode in terms of the number of listens it had.
Yes.
Far outpacing everybody else until just recently Van Halen started to catch up and eclipse them. Dave and the boys are giving Journey a run for their money. A
lot of diehard VH fans out there.
Just search podcast in Van Halen subreddit. You'll see where I shared our episode and what their opinion is of Nick and his opinion of Eddie Van Halen.
You got to have thick skin in this business. So Journey resides in the basement with a 2.5 composite score.
Which is dead center.
It's dead center. However, it is the band that has the most discrepancy by average that you and I have. So in other words, like for, you know, Prince, you know, I was at a 4.3, you were at a 4.5. Pretty similar.
Right.
Your average for Journey, well, my average was a 1.6.
Your cool factor submarined the entire rating for that band.
Your cool factor, wait, you had been a 3.7 for cool factor, bumping your average score to like a 3.5. We're 2 points apart.
And I think I adjusted that cool factor down in the middle of the podcast.
How dare you, 3.7. You have them cooler than NXS. Cooler than the Doors.
I never saw their videos.
I mean, really, you really got to go back. You have them cooler than the Doors, cooler than NXS. I mean, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
Some of those early rankings were
Of the early rankings. And we both have Def Leppard at a 5 cool factor. I'll keep 5, but you probably will want to re-rank that.
Yeah. I feel like that ought to be adjusted.
So, and anyway, Journey is in the basement. Hall & Oates, where they belong, in a 2.6 in the 10th spot.
Which is probably our, now, Alice in Chains has only been out for a couple of weeks, and it typically takes 2 or 3 weeks or 4 weeks for the sort of averages to level out although Van Halen made a late run. But so if you take Alice in Chains' number out of the overall listens per episode, Hall & Oates are very much at the bottom. And that sort of reflects Nick's opinion on Hall & Oates. Our listeners agree with you, Nick.
That's right. I was right all along.
Daryl Hall is a red ass.
I'm just waiting for him to like knock on my door. Hey, I'm not a bad guy. You know that. It's the business to fuck me. Anyhow, Hall & Oates in 10th place, 2.6. Phil Collins, 2.9. I feel like they should be higher, but listen, it's Phil Collins. You're just not going to get any better than that. NXS sits at a 3.08. Right beneath the Doors at a 3.1.
NXS took it in the shorts for simplistic music, if I recall.
Their artistry and talent, just not there.
Yeah.
Just not there. Yeah. And the Doors, I think, suffered the same fate. I mean, you gave them the same score on artistry and talent.
Yep. And I'm comfortable with
You're very harsh on them.
Well, I got educated through the course of doing these podcasts and, you know, realized that I ranked Journey way too high. And the fact that we both put Def Leppard at a 5, I kind of want to vomit a little bit.
Well, I'd like to rerun Def Leppard at some point. I didn't think that was our first kind of go at it. And I was just, maybe one day. But yeah, so we have then Duran Duran at a 3.15, right in the middle of the pack there, I believe. They're in sixth place. Rush at a 3.3.
Ooh.
Way too high for the, yeah.
Would you like to adjust that?
Well, listen, I'm pretty much on the mark. It's you who have got the catalog of songs for Rush as a 5, artistry and talent at a 5. Wow. Okay. That's Prince territory.
I'm comfortable with the artistry and talent aspect. The catalog, you can argue 5 is a touch high.
Because you are a fucking Rush fan. All right. Let's move on. Just above, now there's a gap from 3.3, then we jump up to 3.85 where Alice in Chains sits. That's pretty accurate.
I think so.
Yeah, and 3.95 for Van Halen. and Def Leppard is just edging them out in the second place spot at a 4, flat 4.
That's fucking atrocious.
What?
That Def Leppard is in second place? That's just terrible.
We are not that far off on our average scores, though. You gave your average score was a 3.6 and mine was a 4.3. We're not that far off.
I might have been drinking during that first episode.
Well, listen, we're all drinking when we listen to them. But Prince, you know, it all shakes out in the wash because Prince is sitting there at the top at 4.5.
I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah.
I think he earned that spot.
Absolutely.
We do have I have a few corrections here to make, and I did mention this at the start of, I believe it was Alice in Chains, but in case you didn't listen to that episode, I did make an error in the Doors podcast saying that they only had 5 studio albums with Morrison when in fact they had 6. So
didn't we already address this?
I don't know if everybody had heard that. The folks that listen to The Doors may not want to listen to Alice in Chains. So just setting that record straight.
It bothers you, doesn't it?
Well, you know.
The Reddit weevils.
I like to be accurate.
Got at you.
They did. Secondly, as she informed me the last time I saw her, my sister, in fact, was the first one to introduce me to Van Halen when she gave me her vinyl version of Van Halen 1, which she had purchased to impress a guy. That didn't work out, which is fine with me because the guy she ended up with, I'm a huge fan of. So it was not our mutual high school friend who gave me my first taste of Van Halen. It was, in fact, my sister.
Well, it all worked out in the end.
That's right. And one more correction. In the Duran Duran pod, I said that I had had enough of Duran Duran and I didn't need any more in our usual Sisters of Mercy segment. After processing the audio on that and listening to it and whatnot, I in fact did add New Moon on Monday to one of my playlists. So just to set all the records straight.
They have some good goddamn songs.
I agree. That's one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah. Yes. So, well, let's move on to the future then.
Yes.
We are not exactly slowing down, but we're just going to put a little bit more space in between the next couple of episodes coming up. Travel, of course, gets in the way.
You know, between the time it takes to research the band and listen to the catalog, record the episode and then go through the editing to clean it up and make it listenable and then add the music drops and then mix it and then master it. And then we listen to it over and over and over again to make sure that there's something in there that we don't like or, you know, don't want to embarrass ourselves with or is erroneous. We try to clean those out before they go to air. Sometimes we miss some. I'm figuring we're somewhere between 25 and 30 hours per episode total of all those things combined. So,
and to be clear, the vast majority of those hours are on Keurig's end. He does all of the production. I am just, you know, the mindless talent that comes in and drops my knowledge for an hour and a half and then I leave. And then he does all of that work while holding on, you know, while holding down like a full-time job is like a pretty big wheel wherever you are.
The pandemic made this easier because business travel was out of the question and we were locked down and I had the time to do more of that. And as things open up, which I'm sure we're all happy to see, that travel's starting to pick up again and it is kind of infringing on some of that time. So this hopefully isn't a permanent change. We're kind of just giving ourselves a little bit of a breather here so we can enjoy some summertime ourselves. You know, if it works out that it makes more sense to keep it at once a month, then we'll do that. If you folks give us the feedback that that's just not frequent enough, then we'll see what we can do. We're gonna shift to a once a month thing here for at least a couple of months or 3 months, and give ourselves a chance to air out a little bit. And we'll be back in a month with our next episode, but that episode is going to be Madonna.
Right. Yeah, we've had a lot of requests for Madonna. It's also, you know, past due, and she is, you know, a very huge focal point of the 80s and the 90s and 2000s. So you have to give your tribute to the Queen.
And we're bandying about dabbling in some Pink Floyd and some Pearl Jam. Those are kind of the ones we have in the on deck circle. And, you know, warming up. So stay tuned. We will be back with more. And, you know, we really, really appreciate the following. Appreciate the fact that you guys seek us out and give suggestions. We've gotten messages through all sorts of outlets, including, you know, Facebook Messenger, Facebook messages on our board. I've gotten texted. Nick's gotten texted and received other messages. And the feedback's been really, really positive. We really appreciate it because we enjoy doing this. We really do.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's really great to see all the support coming from all over the place, whether it be strangers or family members or friends or people you haven't heard from in a long time. It's really neat to kind of make those personal connections back with those people and know that they either like our work or get a chuckle out of us or just like remember what kind of idiots we actually were. We really haven't changed.
No. Shockingly, no. All right. So thank you very much.
Yeah, everybody, thank you very much. And you do your best to enjoy your summer and enjoy the rest of your time left in the summer. You'll clean that up. That's what Keurig does. Keurig's brilliant at doing stuff like that. I'm an idiot. I just want to restate that.
I might just leave that in there. All right. Thanks again. Stay tuned. We'll be at you in a month. And take care.